Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. I'm JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth. We're focused on the positive news because there's a lot of great things going on every day in the planet. And if someone tells you the world's going to hell, it's not true. Don't ever believe them. We're here to convince you otherwise. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Winding down. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I am good. I am ready to go with these positive news stories. If you want to support the podcast, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend about this positivity that we're trying to spread. We'd love to have them join. Leave us a 5-star review with a comment. Only 5 stars. Positive reviews helps us out so much, helps us spread to more people and spread more positivity. Follow us on our social media pages. We post nothing but positive things, especially on our Facebook, where you don't even have to have a Facebook, but we still post positive news stories every single Monday through Friday, or a video, or something cool, because that's what we do. Anyway, Tim, let's get to it. What do you got, man?
Man, my first one is one that you were a little surprised about, but it's about this theme park in France. So it's set to deploy 6 intelligent birds to pick up trash in exchange for food. So what's going on is these birds are called corvids. They're family birds that includes crows and ravens, and they're really, really smart, right? So they're known to use tools, solve complex puzzles, and even plan for the future, right? So these 6 birds, their name is Bobo, Bamboo, Bill, Black, Bracol, and Baco.
Continue.
They started this gig on Monday, right? And for 4 days, they'll work under close by watch of a falconer who's going to make sure that people don't just throw garbage on the ground or make the birds pick it up. And basically, the purpose is to educate people to open up their minds to think, okay, if these birds are able to do something that we are very much able to do, then we should do something about this ourselves. And also, it's they wanted to show that nature itself can teach us how to take care of the environment.
How do you train a bird to pick up trash? And when are you going to teach Captain to clean up around your house, Tim?
Man, if I could get him to like use a broom to sweep up all the hair that sheds off of him, like, or even just a section of the house, like, I would be pumped. But yeah, I don't know how they train these birds, but these birds are supposedly like real smart, like able to do these puzzles. So I struggle with puzzles at times. So shout out to these birds for picking up stuff, and shout out to this theme park. That's like a super dope way to teach people how to pick up trash.
Yeah, it's almost, if we didn't litter, it wouldn't be a problem. But I would do, I do a lot of things for free food, man. I'm just being real. I can relate to those crows.
I hear that, man. If somebody wanted anything done at their house, any yard work, just hit up JP, offer him some pizza, and he's golden.
Tim, they'll be giving out my secret weakness.
What do you got for us, man?
I have a story that I should have talked about weeks ago. But I read it and I was like, ooh, I gotta talk about this on the podcast. And I totally forgot about it. So you remember how we've been doing all these positive news stories about trees being planted?
Absolutely.
So over the last 35 years, there's been this consensus. Wow.
Consensus.
Yeah, apologize for that. Indubitably, there's been this consensus that basically we're cutting down too many trees. And so there's been a reforestation effort all over the planet, especially in the Middle East, where they're planting trees like every day. Man. Middle East, Europe, Africa, China, they're crushing it. Shout out to the Eastern Hemisphere. Anyway, did you know, Tim, that forest growth over the past 35 years has actually increased?
I mean, I would assume it did, just because of the last like 5 or 10 years. Not even 10, I would say like 3 to 5 years max.
So from 1982 to 2016, basically we've we've lost, I don't know how many millions of acres, but we've added 2.24 million square kilometers in a time span. So a lot of the trees being cut down are cut down in rainforests. Wow, we are totally screwing up today, Tim. But we've replaced it in other places, and I think it's awesome. It's basically the size of Texas and Alaska combined. There are new forests all over the planet.
That's good, man. I'm so happy to hear some kind of news like that, because in all reality, everybody thinks like we're doing a terrible job. I actually had a conversation about the youth. He's like, man, our generation sucks. And I was like, no, it does not. And it's that generation, though, it's that younger generation that's really sparking everybody to do something about it, man. And eventually they become adults, and if they keep doing what they're doing, they're leading by example, and boom, we got a chain reaction of positivity and reforestation. Damn it. I'm like you right now, man.
We are stumbling. But yeah, tell them, Tim, the world's a great place. Just about any statistic will tell you that. Youth are donating more than ever. We've got tons of episodes. You just got to look through our catalog of the youth doing great things in the community. So yeah, it's a great place, and there's a lot more trees than there used to be in 1982. So shout out to everyone listening that's been planting trees. Tim, did you plant your tree in the backyard yet?
I did that a year ago.
No,
we haven't planted that one yet. I think we're going to do that next month.
Oh, okay. See? Know what I'm talking about.
I know. I was like, man, if we have this conversation again, JP, on air.
What do you got, Tim? Yet,
man, I'll go ahead and keep up the positivity a little bit with this 89,000 pets finds forever homes during this Clear the Shelters adoption drive. So more than 88,000 animals now have a place to call their home, thanks to a joint effort by local news stations and hundreds of animal shelters across the country. It's basically sponsored by NBC and Telemundo, and it's called Clear the Shelters. It's a nationwide pet adoption drive. And since 2015, more than 243,000 animals have found their forever home. They've been doing it. It's been really dope. I have a video I can share to the Facebook page where you'll see some shelters that are cleared out. Every pet was adopted because of this drive, and I thought it was really cool. So I am talking about it here at the Positive Truth, like we always do.
You know, in my head I'm like, wow, that's a crazy number of pets, and then I think about there's 340 million Americans. So yeah, good job, America. There's plenty of room for these pets in these houses.
Absolutely.
We are at the halfway point of the podcast. We like to do audio meditation and think about basically all the great things going on around us, because in the stresses of life, you know, we tend to take for granted all the great things going on. So this is our little moment of gratitude. Tim, what are you grateful for this week or today?
Man, let's talk about today. So we had practice, and I was with the high school kids at this point. My high school kids are talented, just not as disciplined as the middle school kids I coach. And these kids today, just mentally, they just weren't all the way there, not as a unit. They're usually good at work during workout time, but today they just weren't so great, right? And my assistant coach kind of, you know, called out a couple of the kids. Kids didn't really respond too well to it. So at the end of practice, you know, we were having this team meeting with just the guys, and he basically stood up and was like, you guys have to understand, you know, we're going to be hard on you guys, and we're going to make you feel a little uncomfortable. But the sign of a good coach in my eyes is somebody that can make you feel uncomfortable and still push you. And he just gave this real heartfelt speech, and it kind of like woke me up a little bit. So I'm really super thankful for my assistant coach for not only just being hard on these kids, but to follow up and still show that he cares about them. So yeah.
Absolutely. What's your assistant coach's name?
Peter Murray.
Well, shout out to Mr. Murray.
Tú sabes.
I'm grateful for all of our listeners, because I mean, anyone, let's put it like this. We're a very small podcast. We're not funded by ESPN. We're not funded by some like New York Times. We're not funded by anybody. We're doing this for free. And anyone that's like, oh yeah, we really enjoy your positivity, just makes, I can speak for me, and Tim makes us both feel good. So thank you to all our listeners. Your positivity helps us keep this positivity going. That's what I'm grateful for today. And speaking of positivity, I have a crazy positive news story that I can't believe isn't on the front page of every paper.
Oh, yeah?
India is introducing free healthcare for 50 million people this week. I mean, take the end of time. 500 million people this week.
Oh, dang. Like, so how are they doing that? What's going on?
So the National Health Protection Mission, called as ModiCare, which is just a great name, will give impoverished families health insurance, basically covers up to $1,700 every year. That's not a lot by American standards, but in a country where the annual per capita income is just over $1,900, it'll make a massive difference to those who can't afford private treatment. And yeah, it's basically just for the 500 million of the poorest citizens. 66% of Indians live in rural communities that they have to go many hours to reach urban facilities that can help them with healthcare. And they're going out and they're reaching them and they're giving them free healthcare. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome, man. Shout out to India. Whoever made that decision. Woohoo!
What do you got, Tim?
Man, so, I got this tough video. It's bittersweet. So basically, this woman was driving down the road in, I don't know what city it is, but it's Australia. I'm actually going to try to say this. Adelaide.
Nice.
Adelaide. It's all good.
Adele?
Adelaide. Adele.
That was a joke.
Man, I'm taking it real right now. So check this out. Her name is Lauren Wagner, and she's 32. And her friend, Sarah Ragg, they were on their way home, and they spotted a kangaroo on the side of the road. Now, this kangaroo was the mother kangaroo, and it was clearly hit by a car, and it was on the side of the road. And they were driving past it, but as they were driving past it, they saw it move, and they were kind of wondering what was going on there because they thought the kangaroo, was dead. They took a U-turn, drove, and got closer, and they realized that it was the stomach. And they got closer, and there was actually a baby kangaroo with 2 feet sticking out of its pouch. So Wagner and her friend, they pulled the baby kangaroo out because it was kind of tightly snugged in there. And they quickly took it straight to a rescue expert. And the kangaroo's doing very well. It's a 7-month-old male, and soon he'll be able to be released into the rescue property with the other kangaroos.
Well, that's what's up, man. Saving a life.
Yeah, absolutely, man. They could have just drove off and left it there and let it be. But they went above and beyond.
Speaking of going above and beyond, my next positive news story is about a whole community going above and beyond for one of their community members. There is a lady named Christina Mutun, which I probably just butchered the name. I'm so sorry. A couple weeks ago, she got over her last chemotherapy with ovarian cancer. According to Healthline, the disease kills about 14,000 women every year. And her niece picked her up, and they wanted to celebrate her aunt beating ovarian cancer. So they organized a surprise parade, and they got all their friends and all the community to come outside, and they put up all these signs. And basically, it was just like her own personal parade for going through her last day of chemo. It's a community sticking together. It's got a video, Tim. I got a video today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to post it on the Facebook page, our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast, and it's absolutely awesome.
Heck, see, I'm going to check that out, man, because I didn't have any cool videos for everybody.
It's all good, though, man. We appreciate everyone for tuning in. We'll be back soon with more positivity. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
Man, I do not, and I have no idea where this basketball book is. So, we're going to go to Old Faithful.
You should tell the story of the basketball book.
The basketball book with all the random quotes for anything basketball.
Most of them are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we're going to go with Old Faithful today. Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard.
My favorite, one of my favorite Old Faithfuls is, There's no better weapon than a prepared mind. So hopefully this positivity helps prepare your mind for your day today or this week or whenever you listen.
I like that.
So yeah, we'll be back soon with more positive truths. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.